I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Protesters of Sunday's Twin Church bombing in Pakistan will be tried in military court. Angry crowds lynched two people earlier this week. Authorities say it was an act of terrorism. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International doesn't approve of the crime, but says a double standard is obvious when it comes to justice.
It's a difficult situation for the Christians, especially when they see a mob mentality that will go and burn hundreds of Christian homes in a neighborhood and no one is arrested.
At our website, you can help FMI open a new safe house for persecuted Christians. Next, doors are opening for God's Word in Cuba. For the first time, Bibles are in a direct route from the U.S. to Cuba. International Mission Board reports extensive negotiations were needed to make this happen. But now, 83,000 Spanish Bibles are on their way to Cuban Baptist churches. According to IMB, nearly 30,000 people came to Christ last year. Now, each one will be receiving a Bible. Pray for easy and immediate distribution. And have you ever considered that pro-life efforts go beyond saving the baby? Tom Lothamer of Life Matters Worldwide.
It's not just about, oh, please spare your baby and then have a good day. These ministries, all around the world even, are more than just encouraging them to save a life. They're talking about spiritual life. They're talking about how they can help the women and these men through these difficult days.
Life Matters is attending a conference in Canada next month. It's a time for pregnancy ministries to regroup, refocus, and be encouraged. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.